Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8 o'clock hour kicking off here on a Thursday. Gosh, winning just changes the mood.
It's sunny out. It was cloudy before.
It was?
No, it wasn't.
It's cool outside.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
My kid is enjoying school. I got the house to myself when I go home.
I hear he's staying up later, so you get more time with him at night.
Yeah, that's cool, too. Cooking different things. The Cowboys are winning. I mean, we're in a recession. Besides that, everything's good.
Yeah, just now got that recession.
Everything's fantastic.
Just now.
Well, I don't know if there's a technical number, but
there probably is.
Some of the numbers came out. QT GDP falls minus 0.6%, officially puts the U.S. economy in a recession.
Does anyone know what GDP actually is?
Smart people, trade and wealth. That's why you talk to those individuals and don't try to mess with the finances yourself.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I try to fake it, but I really have no idea what I'm talking about.
All right, we're going to have Babe. Joe Theismann is calling me right now.
Uh-oh.
Joey, just keep calling that number. He's calling the cell. So he's supposed to be calling the hotline. So we'll get him straight with that. But Babe Laufenberg will join us at 8:40 this morning as we are going to two former Washington quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
What was their gap in Washington, I wonder, around each other? Laufenberg, if you're up, go ahead and hit us up and let us know.
Wait. Wasn't Babe, didn't Babe get a phone call? Wasn't he there? I think he was there with Joe.
Laufenberg in Washington, 83-84.
Joe was there.
Then 85. Then 87.
Yeah, I think he got a phone call after, I think he was sitting there. Boy, I think he's told the story. He was on a beach when Joe broke his leg. We'll have to ask him that. I think there's a story there. I think there's a connection.
Because Theismann was there. Yeah, 74-85. Well, had to be there. We'll ask if he's got any Laufenberg stories.
Sure. I'll bet you. I'm almost positive that Joe and Babe, when Joe broke his leg, that Babe was like signed right then and there after that. Pretty sure. But they obviously played together with 83, 84.
Okay. So having some delay issues and some problems with Joe Theismann.
This is Joey's. Joey's like 20 years old. He's never used a phone with a. It has a keypad on it before. It's always been a cell phone, always on the celly.
Joe Theismann now on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Good morning, Joe. How are you, buddy? Joe?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we got you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. It sounded like you broke up for a second, but we got you now, right?
Yeah, no, actually, I could hear you guys before, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, okay. You have any good Babe Laufenberg stories? He's coming up at the end of the hour.
Other than the fact that I put him back in the game?
Yeah, other than that.
No, yeah, Babe, you know, Babe was, I think, on a beach in Cabo.
Joe? Right. Put him on hold, Joey. Tell him his connection is bad. We got phone issues right there. So,
yeah, I knew there's a beach story somewhere with Babe and Theismann when he busted up the leg. That's a story. Like, that's a good story.
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm in Cabo. Oh, you want me back in the NFL? All right, then.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of this right now.
So Babe will join us at 8:40. We got to ask Theismann about these Lawrence Taylor Micah comparisons. And when is the misery going to end there in D.C.? It's just misery. They can't get out of it.
Going to give the poor guy nightmares if you ask about Lawrence Taylor.
All right. One more time. Joe Theismann. Good to go?
Hello, guys. How are you?
doing well. Joe, we never forget how you told us Dak's healing process would play out. And you ended up being right. And now here we are asking some more questions about Dak Prescott. You know, Jerry starts the little controversy with Cooper Rush. How have you evaluated the Cowboys QB situation?
Let me just say this, okay? What's Cooper Rush making?
Nothing.
Nothing, basically.
Okay, what's Dak Prescott making?
$40
million. 40.
There is no quarterback controversy. I mean, you know, what Jerry was saying basically was he hopes Cooper plays really well, and that'll give him two options. It'll give him, you know, obviously in Dak, he's got his starter. And then it'll also give him a quarterback who believes he can continue to lead this football team and win football games. That's all, you know, what Jerry was saying is, hey, I hope Cooper plays really well.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was, because when you got one making $40 million and another making, let's just say two, there is no controversy. I mean, as soon as Dak's ready to go, Dak's going to be the quarterback again. But, you know, Cooper's doing exactly what you'd hope for a quarterback, a backup quarterback, to do for you. The other quarterback on the team. Win football games. Keep the team competitive until Dak can get healthy.
But, Joe, after the first half MVP season Dak had last year, you know, things were kind of never the same. He got nicked up again in the middle of the season. Have you seen anything in his game that is off or really needs improving? Or you think the Cowboys are absolutely good to go moving forward with their franchise guy?
I think right now – The biggest thing is he keeps missing time.
Yeah.
The one thing I stress to any young quarterbacks I talk to, the most important thing you can do for your team is to be available to play and practice. That's why let's take an example. Zach Wilson, first preseason game, instead of running out of bounds, decides to plant his foot and cut back in to try and gain two or three more yards. Now he's gone for, you know, four or five games. And in Dak's case, they've been unfortunate. I mean, he's had just some unfortunate luck when it comes to, you know, we've all hit our thumb. Maybe it's a weak injury. You know, maybe it's, you know, it's a bruise. But, you know, in Dak's case, it was a, you know, obviously they said a broken bone or something that needed to be fixed. So it's 4 or 5 weeks. I told you last year, the leg injury is a 2-year injury. It takes time. He wound up with trouble with his shoulder. Or he wound up with trouble with his calf. Those were all a result of the lack of power in his leg. Now, with his thumb, it's a question of, will he be able to cut it loose and have the grip that he needs going forward? The good news, I guess you could say, is Dak's injury occurred at a time when the weather isn't really cold. It's not wet. It's not rainy. It's not cold. Mm-hmm. So that could help him. But I think Dak can get back to being, you know, get back in a groove, but he's got to stay. He's got to practice every day. He's got to be in games every day to sort of get himself back to that, you know, that period of time where he was prior to before he got hurt last year.
Joe, let's look at Carson Wentz, you know, 3 games in. What's he do better than you expected, and what's sort of disappointed you the most about him?
Well, I think I wouldn't say nothing's disappointed me. I mean, he's been under siege. I don't care who you are as a quarterback, when you don't have time to throw the football, it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott. It doesn't matter who you are. It's difficult to operate. I think he's protected the ball pretty darn well. He's made decisions with the ball in his hands in the past that have created some issues. He's done a better job protecting the ball in that instance. But, I mean, it's, you know, Washington's been a team that just hasn't been able to score in the first half of football games. I mean, the first half of football games have been tough. And, you know, your defense is left out on the field for a long period of time, and it wears down. I mean, this is something else that's interesting, too. Because the vets don't play any preseason games, I look at the first two, and now with 17 games, the first 3 games as preseason games for conditioning purposes, holding onto the football. Think of the games over these last 3 weeks. How many guys have put the ball on the ground? How many guys have dropped passes?
Scoring is way down.
Yeah, it's because there's no preseason, because your vets don't really get pounded on. You don't get somebody pulling the ball away from you. You don't get hit. You can't hit in practice.
Yeah.
So this is a result of the rules of football today, and it's something we're going to have to live with. So, you know, to me, I think Carson's done a good job of protecting the ball. He's made throws when he's had to. And you know, he's made some that, you know, you wish you had back, but every quarterback does that. I don't care who you are. And so to me, you know, he just needs to get protection. I think this is, again, I've said this before. You know, I watched Dallas the other night. I mean, that front is just – Philadelphia's front is incredible. Dallas's front, five. And Dan Quinn – I guarantee you, if as Washington gets ready for this game, they better alert their running backs, tight ends, and everybody, because pressure's coming. The floodgates are going to be open based upon what they saw against Philadelphia. And this is what teams do. They'll look at it. Dan's going to bring pressure anyway. And you've got talent. And I said this on a radio show last week. Micah Parsons, to me, is the closest thing that we have seen to Lawrence Taylor in this league in a long, long time.
Mm.
His athleticism, his quickness, where they say run 4.35 at that size, his speed. And you know, when he gets a shot at somebody, he doesn't miss them. If he's coming, he's either going through you or around you or under you. I've been so impressed with his ability to be able to play the game. You know, the unique thing about Lawrence was his ability to be able to dissect an angle when he ran people down, his ability to be able to make people miss when they tried to block him. And then there's that last minute acceleration when he gets close to where a tackle is. And like I said, I'm not saying he is Lawrence, because I'm not one of those people that says, well, this guy's the next Michael Jordan.
Right.
No, there's only one Michael Jordan. There's only one Lawrence Taylor. You know, those are unique individuals. Those are, you know, as we like to refer to them, generational people. Mm-hmm. But I think Micah Parsons is probably as close to anybody, if you want to compare him to someone in the history of the game, to Lawrence Taylor.
Joe Theismann, I love the series of Football Life. They focused on Joe's as well on the NFL Network, joining us every single year on Sean and RJ. And I think I remember this correctly from when we asked you about Micah in the past. You know, we've wanted him just to line up at that DN pass rushing position and just wreak havoc. But I think you and every other quarterback, and we tried to convince Dan Quinn and McCarthy, they said no, that it's better to line them up in different spots. Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? Dan didn't listen to you?
No, he didn't listen. Mike didn't. Or Jerry.
Nobody listened.
Nor Jerry.
Oh. Come on, guys. What are they thinking? I mean, with all the knowledge that you've accumulated
Joe.
All the experience that you have in this game. No, I think that I really think that what they want to do is match him up. They want the best matchups. A lot of times, you know, if you line him up, on the end, you know, you can always bring a tight end over, or you can chip with a back or try and chip with a back. But you can create a little bit more of a traffic jam for him. I think what they try and do is move him into situations where you'll see games. You'll see the ENTs, the tackles, the end switch. You'll see the tackles. Basically, what they'll do is they'll try and pull a guard or pull a tackle and create a lane straight up the middle. So, I mean, to me, his versatility was something that was special. And basically, the Giants did that with Lawrence to a degree. Lawrence didn't always rush from the one side. And the other thing is Leonard Marshall was next to him. I think – if you really delve into the game a little bit, it's not just that unique individual like Micah is, but who's he lining up next to, and how do you have to block that individual? The best thing this was the concept of the 46 defense of the Bears. They wanted five guys up front to block five guys individually, knowing full well that they had better athletes on that side of the ball than you had on the offensive line. That was their theory.
Right.
And I think with Mike, it's the same thing. But who lines up next to him? You know, do you chip him and not help the guard? Do you chip him, not help the center? So, I mean, that's the situation and the problems that he presents because of his abilities.
So it's not so much like
you know, moving him around, it's making sure that he's rushing on every play. Like, that's my issue. Like, I don't care if he's necessarily rushing from the middle or side. I just don't want him dropping back into coverage, right? Because he's just so good at rushing the pass.
No, he has those kind of skills as well. No, I mean, you know, he's very young. I mean, you see someone of this talent and you think, wow. But you forget that there's so much more to this game. Every game is a learning process for him. Every game is a teaching moment for him. Every play is a teaching moment. And, you know, and like I say, you know, Dan Quinn's just a heck of a football coach. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he has been. And his concepts, and when you have athletes to be able to do things with, makes a world of difference.
Joe, let's try to unite during this week of rivalry. Let's unite on something. and please tell us that Jalen Hurts has not taken the official leap, that we can still hope that they're overachieving and Philly is not this for real. Where do you stand?
I think Philly is for real. I think they're a football team that's, you know, their offense is explosive. I think A.J. Brown makes a world of difference. You know, sometimes that one individual gives you confidence from a quarterback's perspective. I think Jalen's the kid's continuing to learn. This is really like his second year. He's learning how to play the position. He throws a lot of 50-50 balls. And right now his guys are catching them.
Yeah.
It's a long season. I mean, but he trusts his receivers. And the thing is, he trusts them and they come down with them. And that's been sort of the way these games. It's like Tua. Tua does the same thing down in Miami. You know, you put the ball in a position where it isn't going to be you're hitting everybody in stride all the time, that somebody's going to have to make a play, and that's basically what they've done. But I think, you know, Philadelphia is a team that you have to look at and say, you know, they've got a lot of things going for them. They like to run the football, and they throw when they have to. And if you can like to run the football and you have success, now you're really putting defenses on their heels, because now you know you can't take the guy out of the middle because you've got guys going down, you know, the field. I mean, you look at your football team. I mean, Turpin can flat out fly.
Yeah.
You know what? You know where does he? You know, and this, you're probably, people are going to go, well, now really Joe's gone completely nuts. Okay. But I mean, you look at what Tariq Hill does. Tariq more than just catches the ball. When you have speed like that on the field. And CeeDee does the same thing, Lamb. When you have that kind of speed, it's tough to bring safeties up to support the run game.
Man, why don't you get back in a broadcast booth? I mean, one of our all-time favorite teams
yeah,
was
really
Theismann, Patrick, and McGuire. Yep. These broadcasters are all getting paid. Why don't you go back in a booth?
Well, listen, I would love to, but I think they've made decisions that they want other people in there, and good for them. You know, I mean, it's funny. Now you got $50 million quarterbacks. In 1984, right, I was the fourth highest paid player in the league at $1 million a year.
Wow.
And in broadcasting, I actually made more in broadcasting than I did playing football.
Wow.
And that pales by comparison to where the guys are getting now. I'm happy for everybody having the opportunity to be able to take advantage of the situation and the dollars that are being made. I mean, football is always going to be the number one sport for three specific reasons. Number one, you have the rabid fans. Everybody, you know, the fans of the team. That's, you got those. That's your foundation. Then you get fantasy football, because everybody in the, if you're in an office, everybody wants to play.
Yeah.
Whether you like the game or not, you have to be involved. And thirdly, gambling.
Yes.
I mean, you look at all the advertising today in football. Where is it? You know.
Yeah.
It's Caesars. It's MGM. It's DraftKings. It's you know, FanDuel. I mean, you name it. Everybody's involved in it. And I guarantee you, mark my words, and I promise you that Jerry's world is wired this way. All the new stadiums are wired. Real soon, you're going to be able to be sitting in the seats, bring out your phone, and say, okay, I think this play is going to be a pass. I'm going to bet $5 on this play. It's going to be a pass.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet this one's going to be a run. And that's, you're going to see in-stadium gaming. That's the next thing that's going to happen.
You're right.
When it comes to it. It's on its way.
You're the best, man. Thank you so much. Sorry about the phone, and enjoy the game Sunday.
Hey, no problem. Just tell Babe, all he needs to do is send me a check, because I got him back in football.
We'll tell him in 20 minutes. Joe Theismann on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Judge, finally hit 61, and why this Rangers season is extra disappointing, according to Ralph James Choppy. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.